You're listening to Confidence on the Go, your go-to podcast for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly and bravely take action in your pursuit of living life to the fullest. I'm your host, confidence coach and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell, and it's my absolute honor and pleasure to spend some time with you each week to celebrate this beautiful thing called life. Hey guys, it's Trish Blackwell, your host of Confidence Podcast, and I'm really happy that you're here. We are talking today about something I hope that will make you feel amazing, especially if you're listening to this when I post it. We're posting this in June, so hopefully you are feeling amazing in your skin, confident in your body. You're not listening to that inner voice of self-criticism, and you're not overthinking your bathing suit or your bikini, and you're just letting yourself celebrate the gift of being alive and the body that you've been given. It's your vehicle for life. So what we're talking about specifically is this sneaky little reason why your diet sucks. And so I actually don't like the word sucks, but I think we need to realize that it's not about the food, right? It's actually something else that's sabotaging you. And so today my goal is that you walk away from today's show, you know, whether you're at your ideal body weight, you're 100 pounds overweight, or you're trying to put on weight, that you feel amazing, you feel strong, and you feel thankful for where you are. Maybe you're not where you want to be, but y'all, you're not where you were yesterday, and that's a victory. Maybe you quote-unquote messed up yesterday. Doesn't matter. As long as you learn something, you've grown. You're the next step. And so I think we've got to stop taking everything so seriously and stop putting so much pressure on ourselves. So in this episode of the Confidence Podcast, what we're going to be talking about is the sneaky little reason why your diet stinks, or why you feel like you're constantly struggling with finding balance with food and or your nutrition. We're going to talk about how fixing this one thing can help you feel better about your body, even if you don't have the quote unquote perfect body, which, let's face it, does not exist. So, but in the case that you actually think it does, you can still feel amazing, okay? And then I'm gonna give you a gratitude trick for dieting successfully. So, okay, you're gonna be like, wait, Trish, I thought you don't believe in diets. Okay, I don't, but let's just call it for what it is. Diet's a trendy word. So when I'm talking about diet, it's a loose word that I'm gonna be using about your nutrition, about your relationship with food, about your actual diet, about what you eat. So before we dive in, I do wanna do a couple quick announcements, and then we're gonna dive right into our content. It's gonna be a pretty short and sweet episode this week, because I want you to take an extra couple minutes this week when you would normally maybe be listening to the podcast to journal, to process some of what I'm gonna say, because hopefully this is a new way to think about food that you haven't yet. So as always, a quick hello to all my Keep the Faith listeners out there. You guys, thanks for being a part of this extended community of contagious encouragement. And as a sponsorship note, I am so proud to bring this podcast to you, in part thanks to my partnership with Beauty Counter. Beauty Counter is more than just a company I believe in. It's the only company that I fully trust for my family. It's brought a whole new level of health to my household. It's reduced our toxic exposure. It's increased my self-care routine, which did not used to be very good, and how beautiful and clean my skin is, and therefore how beautiful I feel. I can honestly say that I feel more beautifully me, more confident in my makeup, my skin, because of Beauty Counter. And what's awesome is that we're more than just a beauty company. We are a movement. We are on a mission to get safer products into the hands of everyone. We work because we can't stand by idly as harmful chemicals cause our loved ones to get sick, to struggle with fertility, and to have significant health issues. We work towards cleaner beauty everywhere because it matters and because it's personal. So please, if it can be overwhelming thinking about how to have safer products and how to reduce your chemical exposure and how to reduce your risk of cancer. And while there's so many things out of our control, you do have some things in your control, which are the products you use. You don't need to change them all at one time, because that is overwhelming. Start with just a couple, just like we change our thoughts. We don't just flip a switch and all of a sudden feel better and think confidently and take more action. It's a process. So what I would encourage you to do, pick two or three things that you're going to throw out, and then substitute them with Beauty Counter products. And you can do that by going to beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. So let's talk about it, y'all. Let's talk about the sneaky reason your diet stinks. And it stinks because you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Now, before I even get ahead of myself here, I'm in this mindset because I had so many clients recently where we have this conversation, and we're, and a lot of their goals and their dreams that and, that are really important to them are getting kind of stalemated and stagnated because they get so distracted in their own kind of negative relationship with food, and they're overthinking and they expect perfection, and then we make a bad decision and we beat ourselves up, and it seems so challenging to break the cycle. And because maybe that, because that cycle's going on, you gain 5 pounds and then you don't feel capable or confident enough to go do that thing that you wanted to do, or to go network the way you wanted to do, or do that Facebook Live, or start that program. So listen, even though this is just about food, it's about so much more. I think sometimes when we're overwhelmed and there's so many other things going on in our life, we intentionally self-sabotage our diet, our nutrition, so that we don't have to think about that big thing that we actually care more about. And it's because you guys, let's be honest, it's way easier to just be mad at yourself. It's way easier to self-loathe, to self-hate, to find things wrong with yourself, to pick yourself apart. And so yeah, I used to do this all the time and go, this is just how I am. It's just how I think. And you guys, that I, in order for me to change, in order for me happier and healthier, I had to take ownership of that and kick that kind of thought and sort of escapism to the curb. We are responsible for how we think. And while a thought can come into your head, you don't have to keep it. And so I think I was challenged most about my relationship with food when I realized that me being mean to myself was an easy cop out. When I realized it was a cop-out and I was taking the easy way out versus being kind to myself and making better decisions, it was an interesting twist on things. But, and that brings me to, what is the sneaky reason why your diet stinks? And it's because you put too much pressure on it and on yourself. Too many of us put too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect. And we are not actually listening to our bodies. We you know, we bounce from new diet trend to new diet trend, and it's gotta be gluten-free. No, it needs to be fully vegan. No, I heard this, and what about the keto? And you guys, there's no perfect solution. And so I would encourage you to stop bouncing between these solutions that you've idealized in your mind as this salvation of freedom for you, because it's not going to be. There's going to be a flaw in everything. And also every diet, so to speak, or nutritional way of eating is not going to be perfect for every single person. And how do you figure that out? Well, you figure it out by listening to your body. And the funny thing is your body has been trying to talk to you for so long. And a lot of times we just don't listen. And it's talking to us by inflammation. It's talking to us in the way it feels. It's talking to us in its reactions. And one of the things I work on with some of my clients is, how do we listen to the messages of our body? And sometimes we've been going for decades not listening. And you know, and this kind of ties into anyone that struggles with emotional eating or stress eating. It's learning to listen to that, right? And so I'm really inspired to share on this topic with you for three reasons. First, you know, you guys know that in May my family and I went to France, and I did a lot more research because I'm working on this new program I'm going to be releasing. Tentatively, it's going to be called the Food Freedom Course, and it's going to be 14 days of really dealing with emotional eating and stress eating. Look for it this fall. I'm so excited about it, and I'm diving deep. And so I was doing research on that, and doing research on the French women's relationship with food and with their body and with balance. And so that really reawakened some truths and some ideas in me. And then we're also going deeper on this topic in the entire month in the College of Confidence. I'm prepping for our July content in the College of Confidence, and what we're talking about there is body confidence. And body confidence has to do always and is totally married with our nutrition confidence, our relationship with food. So, you know, as I prep for the content and the coaching, and we're going to have 4 coaching videos, 4 live sessions, and it's all about how to really master this area of our life. And so if this resonates with you, stop, drop, and roll, and go get yourself to the College of Confidence. You can enroll and make sure you don't miss July's coaching. And if you're listening to this at a later date, you can still enroll in the College of Confidence, even if you just enroll for a month. You guys, it's canceled at any time. And every video and every live coaching session we've ever done is archived. So you'll always get access to that. But it's a specialized theme that we're doing in July 2018. I can't wait. So I'm kind of jamming out on this topic. And then finally, I've had a lot of listener requests around the subject, and they just never stop coming in. So first and foremost, some general thoughts to help you take the pressure off yourself so that you can approach your relationship with food with more confidence and more fun are a couple things. Stop moralizing food. There's no such thing as good food or bad food. I was stuck for so many years because I was like, well, I can't eat that because that's bad. Or I'm being bad today because, you know, we over-personalize our morality attached to what we're making about a food decision or not. Or, oh, I had some dairy today. That was pretty bad, but I ate good here. And, you know, it's interesting. You listen to a lot of conversations, especially that women have around food. Because the good and bad is, you'll see these are dominant words in the language, and they are toxic in the approach to talking about food. And so the more I've learned to remove those from my vocabulary around food, the more freedom I've had, and actually the more balanced and happy and healthy I've been in my eating. And I love this. The second thing I wanted to share with you about, here's what I'm kind of telling you all today. I hope that you're hearing this. If you stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be perfect with your food and stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be perfect with your body, you're actually going to find an amazing balance with your body and an amazing balance with your food. Like, it will come naturally. It's sort of like we're trying too hard, right? So I want you, and now this may seem counterintuitive, I want you to try to stop trying so hard. And we do that by stop moralizing food. And then I love this phrase. We've been coaching on this in the College of Confidence, and I've been working with some of my personal clients with this. Instead of guilt, go to gratitude. Anytime you feel guilt around food, I want you to say, I'm going to turn my guilt into gratitude. So here's a great example. Let's say you had two servings of ice cream last night and you feel guilty about it still. Or maybe you emotionally ate and you ate a whole bag of tortilla chips and you feel so bloated today. You're disgusted with yourself. You're angry at yourself. You haven't eaten breakfast or lunch and you're going to do an extra 3 miles on the treadmill. Whatever you decided, you're going to punish yourself, you know, whether you've moralized food and you decide you're going to punish yourself with it. I want you to identify that as guilt. You're feeling guilty. And instead of guilty, what guilt does is it drives punishment. It drives the cycle of binging and purging, of emotional eating, of yo-yo dieting, and of not having an actual relationship with food. It's food as being your boss versus you actually making the decisions. And so instead of guilt, when you feel this guilt, I want you to turn it into gratitude. Say, wow, I'm really glad that I made those poor decisions last night. I made decisions around food that didn't serve me. What was actually going on, right? What was the message there? So I'm grateful that I don't feel well because something else was going on. My body's talking to me. Maybe I'm stressed out and overwhelmed. Maybe I need to go talk to somebody. Maybe I need a little bit more margin in my life. Maybe the message is that I need a different type of self-care. Maybe you are bloated after eating something and you have a tummy ache. Your tummy ache, rather than feeling guilty about eating that dairy, you say, wow, like, I'm grateful that I remembered that sometimes dairy gives me a tummy ache. Like, huh, I don't have to feel bad and go, come on, Trish, you knew better. You just go, wow, thanks, body. Thanks for the message. Thanks for the reminder. Right? There's always something to learn. And I've learned, or maybe you just binged last night. I don't know. And you feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. Give thanks. Hey, I should not keep Oreos in the house. Right now, they're too much of a trigger for me. I'm thankful that I learned that. Now I'm going to throw the rest of them out, and I won't buy them until I've worked a little bit further. Maybe I need some coaching. Maybe I need to work through this. In a couple months, food's not off limits forever. But right now, this is a trigger, and I learned that. How cool. As long as I'm learning, I'm growing, right? As long as I'm learning, I'm making progress. So that's how you turn your guilt into gratitude. And so I want to ask you, your body is sending you messages. Are you listening to it? Another thing, a way to stop putting so much pressure on yourself around food is to put your ear muffs on and stop following fads. It's so easy to go, should I be eating keto? Should I be doing this? Should I be doing paleo? Well, so-and-so does this and she's got a great body, so maybe I should do this. You guys, every body is different. And what I learned from my studying is the more you give yourself permission to listen to what your body likes and doesn't, what your body responds to well to or doesn't, what inflames your body and what doesn't, what gives you energy and fills you with joy and what doesn't, what gives you pleasure and what doesn't, the better, the more free you're going to be. And the more naturally balanced at your most ideal body weight, your body will naturally become. Also, you guys, don't compare how you eat to how someone else eats. No two bodies are the same. One thing that was I was reminded of when I was in France is that food is meant to be enjoyed. Give yourself permission to do that. Give yourself permission to actually sit down and be present with the food. Give yourself permission to enjoy the taste that. And if, like, let's say hypothetically you're eating a pizza and you're like starting to feel good. You shouldn't feel guilty about eating pizza. I love pizza. It took me years to give myself permission to say I love pizza because I thought the pizza was bad and that as a personal trainer, I shouldn't admit that I like pizza, but y'all, I love pizza. But you know what? I love good pizza. I love brick. I like a very specific kind of pizza. And so I've learned to say, no, that's the only type of pizza I want. Or if I take a bite of that pizza and I think I'm going to like it, I don't go, oh, I've already started eating pizza. I might as well eat four pieces. No, I just go, is this good? Then I'll enjoy it. I'll enjoy my next piece. And if it's not good, I'll stop eating it and I'll choose something else, right? Learning to know what you like and then get full pleasure from it. And I think also taking the pressure off yourself, because fun is always a secret ingredient to having more confidence, having more freedom. Have more fun and be less serious about your diet being perfect. Now, I'm mindful. Like, I'm not saying don't be mindful. I'm not saying don't food prep. I'm not saying go willy-nilly. But yeah, I mean, be prepared. Pack your snacks. Eat clean. I really believe in an 80-20 rule, eating clean 80% of the time. But I also do think that there needs to be fun. There needs to be time you go get ice cream with your kids. There needs to be time that you say, yeah, you know what? I am going to have a second piece of cake and it's going to be okay. That again, it goes back to turn the guilt into gratitude, but also sometimes let yourself just live. Food is a gift and it can be enjoyed and it should be. And I regret that for years, I never really gave myself permission to enjoy because I had so many things that were off limits. And then when I would have an emotional trigger and I would binge, then I would overindulge and then I ate so fast and with so much guilt and then to the point where I was uncomfortable that I didn't actually enjoy. And I was eating real good stuff, y'all. Like oatmeal cream pies, like chocolate covered pretzels, but I would eat them in such a quantity and with so much anger at myself that I never actually enjoyed them. And so, you know, food is meant to be enjoyed. Have fun with it. And in order to have fun, though, you've got to take the labels. There's no good. There's no bad. You're not good or bad based around the food that you're eating. Refuse to buy into the concept, y'all, of falling off the wagon. I see so many people yo-yo diet and struggle because they go, it's doing so well. And then there's no such thing as falling off the wagon. Give yourself permission to have some slip-ups. To make some decisions that your body then goes, all right, maybe not the best decision today. Make a better decision the next time, right? It's turning the guilt into gratitude and not buying into this, I messed up, I might as well just go all in, is this really excessive, extreme, all or nothing. And even if you're like, well, I'm just an all or nothing thinker, I think that's a cop-out. I'm a naturally black and white, all or nothing thinker, but I'm not gonna resign myself to say that's how I'm stuck. I've been learning and practicing for years to see that there's gray. There's gray in between that black and white. And if I know it, there is for you as well. And so, yeah, maybe you quote unquote fell off the wagon, so what? So what? Again, that goes sort of there. Taking the pressure off of yourself needs to be a so what? Okay, so I'll stop now versus turn this into an emotional, you know, overeating session or a binge or just, you know, self-hatred. Like, I think the ability to say, it's okay. Like, it's okay you had a little too much. No problem. Go walk it off a little bit. Feel better. Listen to your body. You know, and this is so funny. And one of the favorite things from my friend Stephanie in France, she told me something brilliant. And she said it to me when we were hanging out, having coffee. And I was asking her some questions about, you know, what she sees and how she has a good relationship with food or not. And she said, listen, I mean, I love what I love. And I respect the role of food in life. And food's such a connector and part of our social structure and our family. And, you know, I decide where I tell my body where I want the food to go. And it's brilliant because what she does is she reduces the stress she has in her life by not putting so much pressure on herself to eat perfect. And she eats carbs and she's healthy, right? She eats carbs, she eats what she wants, she listens to her body, she's learned what works for her body, what doesn't. She eats in balance, she has small portions. And I said, well, what happens if you have two pieces of pie instead of one? And then do you ever feel emotionally guilty or stressed out about that? And she looked at me like I had seven heads and said, guilt? Over food? I will, yeah, a lot of Americans feel guilt over food and then they end up even eating it even more and then they put on weight and then she went, no, if I eat too much, I just in my mind say I must have needed that energy. I tell my mind tells my body where the food's going to go. I'm going to use it as energy. She's not stressed of, oh, it's going right to my hips. It's going right to my butt. It's going right to my tummy. And it's so interesting because even though it seems so simplistic that she tells her mind, her mind tells her body where the food's going to go, what she's doing is she said to me, in essence, she doesn't stress around food. And you all know, I mean, let me put my personal trainer hat for a second. Stress increases cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone in your body that puts on belly fat and puts on fat in areas of your body that you don't want. So why are we so surprised that the more we stress about food, the more we gain weight? Right? So I'm like, legit, there is science behind. You want to know what's killing your diet? You want to know what's killing your getting you that body that feels most comfortable to you? It's you putting too much pressure and stress on yourself to get there. I think it's crazy, but that is legitimate science behind letting it go a little bit and letting yourself live, letting yourself develop a relationship with the food and with listening to your body and letting yourself enjoy the pleasure of food in moderation. And I promise you will go, ugh, why was I making it so hard on myself? You know, one thing, what I love about this, if you fix your relationship with food, you can fix your relationship with your body at the same time. Life is meant to be lived and enjoyed and celebrated, and your body is a gift. And I personally wasted years of my life not fully living because I was so fixated on my physical flaws and my food issues. And when I learned to lighten up around food, I learned to see myself differently. I saw beauty in myself that I hadn't seen before. It's crazy. Again, like, because I'm that achiever. I'm that, I want to do it right. It needs to be perfect. And like, it is so counterintuitive that by trying less, I got the results I wanted. And it's not just me. My clients get these same results. It's crazy. It is. And the more I've researched it, the more to be true. And so for me, I decided to stop looking around and wishing that I was someone else. And instead, I just started in thinking and acting like the person I wanted to become. So who do you want to become? Start thinking and eating like that person. Start eating like a person who isn't in a rush. Eating like a person who can eat one piece of cake and not five. Eating with a person who can allow themselves an indulgence without going, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Say, yeah, I deserve something nice and that was wonderful. I enjoyed that. What a pleasure, right? And then become that person as well that has a beautiful presence to themselves. The most beautiful women are not the skinniest. They're not the most stylish. They are the women with the biggest smile. And how do you have a big smile? You have true joy in your heart. And I think true joy comes from being confident and feeling fully free, like feeling like you're honoring who God made you to be, that you're learning, you're loving every day, you're growing, you're not perfect, and you know that you don't need to be, but you're trying to celebrate the gift of life in the day, and that gives you joy. That, my friends, you guys, that is beauty. The body is so temporary. And you know, and I have to remind this to myself, this is not going to be like, it's not a one and done thing. This is a sort of a mindset of brushing. Like, you brush your teeth every day. You kind of have to remind yourself that you are beautiful every day. And that of what matters. Like, this is brushing your teeth. You're brushing your mindset every day. To remember that the body is just your vehicle for life. No, I want to honor it. I want to make it beautiful. I want to self-care. I want to use beauty counter products. I want to exercise. I want to be my ideal healthy body weight. I like being toned. I'm going to honor those things that make me feel good. But I don't need to obsess about 5 pounds anymore, right? And I don't want to waste my life over that. And that was a hard decision for me to make about 10 to 12 years ago. I was obsessing over something that was so significant that it caused me to miss out on actual life and actual things that matter. And I thought that 5 pounds was going to make me more beautiful. But you know what makes me beautiful? It's being me. When I'm me, I'm free. When I'm free, I'm alive. When I'm alive, I'm smiling, I'm emanating joy and energy, enthusiasm. And it's amazing, I carry myself better. And when you carry yourself better, you're less stressed. Interesting, when you're less stressed, your metabolism works better and you don't store fat as much, you enjoy food more. It all works together. It's so much simpler. And it literally goes down to we have to stop putting so much pressure on ourselves. And it starts with saying, I'm enough today. How I am beautiful today. If you haven't heard this, I have this framed in my daughter's room, and we say it together every morning. And I say it in English, and then I say it in French because I love the French language. And it's, I am beautiful, I am loved by God, I am loved by my family, and today I will love others. Je suis belle, je suis bien aimée par Dieu, je suis bien aimée par ma famille, et aujourd'hui je vais bien aimer les autres. I'm well loved, right? When you know you're well loved, because you are, because you're a child of God, you have purpose. You don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to weigh a certain thing to be beautiful. You are beautiful. You are as you are. Every flower is different and it's beautiful in its own way. And so I just, please hug yourself today and say that. I am beautiful and I am well loved. And I can take the pressure off myself. This is much easier than I'm making out to be. And listen, if you're stuck, if you want to work on this more, if you want some more coaching on this, hey, I got you. Come in College of Confidence. We're working through this in the month of July together. And all you got to do is go to trishblackwell.com/college. It's $47 a month. That's it. Cancel at any time. It's like $1.51 a day. Less than a cup of coffee. And we can really work through this mentality together. And you'll be encouraged because everybody's working through this. And we can encourage one another and saying, like, man, we're making this harder than it needs to be. Life is so much easier than we make it out to be. So do yourself a favor and take the pressure off. And the final thing I wanted to kind of leave you with today in this week's podcast episode is the gratitude trick for dieting. We've already mentioned this, but you know, turn your guilt into gratitude, and that is going to help you catch yourself on toxic behavioral thinking around food and the conversations around food. And again, anytime you're feeling guilty, notice the guilt. If you're feeling like, oh, I shouldn't have, that's guilt. If you're feeling, oh, tomorrow I'm gonna do better. Okay, that's guilt that you're feeling. Guilt, notice the guilt and turn it to gratitude. Oh, I feel fat today. That's guilt. Turn it to gratitude. Hey, I'm glad I feel a little icky today. What could I improve about my diet today to make me feel better tomorrow? Maybe I need to drink more water, right? And thank your body, you guys, for the messages it is sending to you. I used to beat myself up over tummy aches and bad dreams. And, you know, then I transitioned because, like, if I would emotionally eat, it would often be at night. And then I would always have nightmares and I'd wake up feeling bloated and awful. My face would be swelling. And then I'd be pissed at myself. You know, and then you know when that changed? That changed when I would take that guilt. When I realized that anger and that disappointment that I felt, that was actually guilt. And I did this. I turned the guilt into gratitude. And I would say, thank you, body. Thank you for reminding me that it doesn't feel good to go to bed with a full tummy. It doesn't feel good to overeat. It doesn't feel good to numb myself, right? That it may feel good temporarily, but only for like 5 minutes, and then it feels bad, right? And so I had to kind of sit in that and turn the guilt to gratitude. And another way, I used to beat myself up for wanting to treat myself to something because I felt deprived and because I thought I deserved it. Now I recognize that as a message that I actually, if I ever feel like, oh, I deserve, oh, I don't know, I deserve blah, blah, blah at night. You know, I've worked so hard today and oh, it's been miserable. And, you know, I deserve this. You know, I don't care. I don't care because I deserve this. I know that a lot of people who want to get healthier with their eating fall short and struggle at night because they've been so willpowered and disciplined throughout the day that they've actually been too restrictive and they put too much pressure on themselves. And you're not listening to what your body wants. And then at night you go, I deserved it. And then you kind of just go all out. And so now when I hear that, oh, I deserve this, I go, whoa, oh, Trish, like, where'd you get forgotten today? You didn't take care of yourself. Like, I recognize that as a message from my body that I didn't honor myself enough today, throughout the day, to meet my personal needs. And those personal needs sometimes is just basic self-care of taking the time to put my makeup on and to feel good, or taking a shower. And there's a difference for me as self-care of taking a shower and putting a bun in my hair and just having wet hair, or taking a shower and taking 5 or 10 minutes to blow dry my hair. I feel different, right? And or taking a 10-minute walk. Maybe it's putting lotion on, or maybe it's, hey, I was craving chocolate, and yeah, maybe after lunch, then, Trish, if you feel like you want a piece of chocolate, have it. It's not bad to eat chocolate in the middle of the day. Give yourself permission to enjoy it, right? So when I notice that I feel deprived or antsy at night, I go, where have I, my body's telling me something. Well, how do I feel guilty now. How do I turn that guilt into gratitude? And I say, oh my gosh, thank you, body. I'm going to be more mindful tomorrow to sprinkle in more margin and self-care and little things. And so, you guys, I really think when you can change the conversation, you can change the outcome. And you know, and this is coming from someone who struggled, you guys, for a decade with how to find freedom, how to create a relationship with food. It's so simple. It's changing the conversation. You will change the outcome. You are not stuck. I need you to know that. and the conversation doesn't have to be perfect. Again, it goes back to, let's take the pressure off ourselves. We don't have to take it so seriously and put so much stress in our lives. I'm all about, let's take the stress away and just change the way we talk about it. Turn your guilt into gratitude and give yourself permission to eliminate good and bad from food, and give yourself permission to have more fun. And I think you'll be surprised at the outcome. And then finally, give yourself permission to come and join us in the College Confidence, which you can do at trishblackwell.com/college. Let's dive into our listener of the episode. She is would like to be anonymous, and I honor that. But she said this. She actually is a member in the College Confidence, and here's what she said. She goes, "Trish, today I did something I wouldn't have done before. I read the book Kind is the New Classy, and I had a person purposely cut me off in line. I took a deep breath, said kindness is classy to myself, and then I let it go. Small steps, but actually implementing it is a different story, and that is a victory." And Anonymous, I agree. I think that is brilliant. I'm so glad you shared that with me, because I chose actually to honor you as a listener of the episode in this episode, because we're talking about small steps to change the conversation. You're changing your patience conversation, your conversation around kindness towards others, little thing by little thing. And I love that you demonstrated you had to tell yourself, you noticed the anger you felt, somebody cut you off. Then you told yourself what you wanted to feel. You changed the conversation from what would be natural. You told yourself that kind is the new classy, and it is. I love it. Then you took a deep breath to activate that for yourself, and then you let it go. And I love that, because I also think that kind is the new classy is a great way for you guys to change the conversation about yourself and food. Kind is the new classy is the way to change the conversation around your diet, around the pressure you put on yourself, around turning guilt into gratitude. I'm telling you, when you're kind to yourself, things change. Because if you don't know your worth, no one else will. And you'll continue to self-sabotage. I think the freedom of self-sabotage starts with kindness and gratitude, and then small baby steps. So go out there and do that. And you guys, if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend, right? We all know that most of us, most women out there, are overthinking. We're overthinking, and we're emotionally eating, and we're making life harder than it needs to be for ourselves. Share this episode. Share it with a friend who you know will go, "Oh, yeah, let's make it more simple." And that way you have a partner to make it easier. You guys can talk about how to be kind to yourself, how to turn your guilt into gratitude, and how to find more freedom. And I'm telling you, get yourself to where food isn't such a big deal, and that your body feels more beautiful because of it. So, and then, as of course, if you haven't yet subscribed, you need to hit that subscribe button right now. And if you haven't yet written a review in iTunes, what's so funny is, and you guys tell me this all the time, you want the review to be perfect. So I know there's probably 100 of you out there going, "Oh yeah, I'm going to write a review for the show," but you haven't, because you're like, "Oh, I want to tell Trish like the perfect thing." I don't want it to be perfect. I want it to be you. I want it to be one sentence, the first sentence that comes to your mind. Take just 2 minutes today. And you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for somebody else who needs the show, who's going to be encouraged by this community, who hasn't yet found it because it hasn't popped into their podcast suggestions. The more reviews, the more the show is going to get in front of other people who are going to serendipitously fall into our community and go, "I found my people. I found my place of encouragement." And it's not going to be thanks to me. It's going to be thanks to you for writing a review. And so my perfectionists out there, y'all, you're in recovery. Here's a step of recovery. Go do an imperfect review for me. Give me your honest feedback. Hopefully you'll give me 5 stars. But if you want to give me 1 star, that's cool too. Whatever you think. But just don't build it up that you want to write me this big long paragraph of gratitude and thanks. Do this for the people who need to find us and need to be part of this Be More movement. You guys, you don't have to be perfect. God's perfect. We're not. And that's why thank God he's there every day to walk us through our failings. Our job is to show up and be the best version of us that we can be that day. And that's it. Just do our best and know that was enough, and learn a little bit and love more. So go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for listening. You can get more confidence resources at trishblackwell.com. If you love the show, let me know. Write a review in iTunes or send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. Take your confidence to a new level by downloading my free daily guide to confidence, The Confidence Roadmap. You can grab your free roadmap at trishblackwell.com/roadmap. And you know what? I'm thankful for you. Yes, you. So thanks for being you. Now go share the best of you with the world.